This is Corinne LaRue with the American Ag Network, and I'm joined by Lucas Lynch, United Soybean Board CEO. Lucas, thanks so much for taking time to chat with us today. Let's talk about, you know, what 2026 is looking like.
Well, thank you, Corinne. It's a privilege to be here with you today as I think about telling the story on behalf of American agriculture. I don't have to look any further than the United Soybean Board, who I work as the CEO for. There are 77 farmer leaders appointed by the United States Department of Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Those 77 leaders come from about 31 different states. And so the investment of checkoff has been running for 35 years now. And for your listeners, about one half of 1% of the value of a bushel of beans is collected as a checkoff. For simple math, on a $10 bushel, that's basically a nickel, and half of that nickel stays in the state, and half of that flows to the National Organization of United Soybean Board. And those board members come together and oversee the investment portfolio.
All right. And, you know, we've got a new year, potentially now looking into 2027, what are some new things that producers can look forward to?
Well, here in North Dakota or around the region, we are doing a constant amount of investments working with land-grant universities, a lot of a sustainable production research happening, whether we're dealing with pests or dealing with soil. There's a lot of research that's happening real time. You know, if you take a step back and look at the buckets of investments, we have food, we have feed, we have fuel, we have industrial uses, we have sustainable production, and then of course exports. And exports make sense because it's the largest exported commodity in the country. And being in over 80 countries, we've got to have people on boots on the ground, as they say, in those countries, in those markets. And that's a part of us as we build out a portfolio for 2027. We stay focused on those buckets, but there may be nuances of investment areas, but the farmers are picking that direction.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add?
You know, at the end of the day, there's a lot going on in agriculture. No one knows that better than the farmer themselves. Between high input prices, uncertain marketing opportunities. But at the end of the day, that crop's going to go in the ground this spring. And everything behind the scenes, the people that I work with, my coworkers, my colleagues, the partners across the organizations, we're focused on driving volume through domestic and international demand and value, so that at the end of the day, we can have that economical sustainability for the farmer themselves. And we're proud to work for them.
Well, thank you so much, Lucas, for taking the time to chat with us today and break a few of those topics down for our producers listening in. Once again, folks, we've got Lucas Lynch, United Soybean Board CEO, joining us today. Thanks, Lucas.
Thank you.